And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
Hey, Frank, a little birdie told me you don't need a satellite dish to get DirecTV.
What's little birdie?
Was it Jimmy the Sparrow?
It's a figure of speech. Point is, you can stream DirecTV over the internet now.
Oh, sure. Next you're going to tell me those big birds are made of metal and filled with people, right?
You mean airplanes?
Stream DirecTV without a satellite dish. Call 1-800-DIRECTV. Terms or restrictions apply.
The only place to read your emails and your tweets. It's Wednesday, June 2nd. This is the No Dunks Podcast on the Athletic Network. I'm J.E. Skeets. We got Tass Mellis. What's up, T?
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Hey, buddy. Got my top shot hot boy, fellow freak, Trey Kirby.
Ayo!
Hey! Yo! The international man of mystery. Always taking it to the max, Lee Ellis.
Friends.
Lily. And last but not least, making the magic happen, it's JD.
Hello.
There he is, and here we are. Shout out to the stream team joining us live right now on YouTube. Please like, comment, and subscribe. Before we get to the questions, and you guys sent in another great batch of NBA and non-NBA cues, as promised on this morning's classic episode, let's fire up Lee's Instagram account and take a peek at what we were talking about here, because we've got some photos and video footage. Lee, this is you. The caption was, "It's been a while, but it was great to play pickup with random dudes again." Mm-hmm. So, what, you went down to your
couple of randos
nearby park there and played a little, what'd you say, American 21 or whatever, shooting practice, whatever you guys got up to. But, great photo. Remember their names, Lee? Do you remember their names?
Yeah, it was Jamal there on the left in the red shirt, and Deshaun in the black shirt there with the sort of do-rag. It's not really a do-rag, but it kind of looks a bit like one on the right of, you know, screen, I guess, right now.
Who was better of the two?
Well, it was really interesting, actually, because Jamal in the red shirt was the better player, but Deshaun was the better shooter. So, okay. Interesting. So,
interesting. Okay, well, the photo's good, but the video footage is better that you said Sebi was filming. Sebi is, like, moving around on the court. I know JD's got a few clips.
Oh, here we go. Setting them up. Easy money right
Splash.
There.
Yeah.
Don't let Lee Ellis get to the left elbow. Come on. He's money right there.
In fact, JD, I was going to ask you about your, you know, as a producer there, what do you think of Sebastian's camera work there? Because he really loves that sort of crash zoom and pull back. And
crash zoom.
It's all the rage right now, the crash zoom, you know, and he's killing it. He really is. He's got an eye for it, for sure. He's anticipating. He's got lots of room on the outside.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Like, that's pretty good camera work.
He crash zoomed as soon as you put it up there. He knows what he's doing.
Yeah. He loves it, and he calls it a Sebastian Ellis production, and he even went in his own iMovie and edited it and put it up as well. And the first slide wasn't like, you know, my dad shooting her, and I think it was a Sebastian Ellis production. So,
oh, wow. Love it. Okay. So, yeah, you're knocking down some doors. Then I love this one.
Oh, that one's nice. That one's nice.
I can't believe it. I'm not going to blame the double rims. You know, that's the easy one. But that's been the move I've been working on since the pandemic began. The Chris Paul little step over there. Busted it out yesterday, felt good. Didn't knock it in though, unfortunately. But
I think you were drifting a little too much.
Yeah. The funny thing is, whenever you watch any like regular people play sport, especially basketball, it's just how slow it is.
You feel amazing out there. It's absolutely horrible to watch.
Yeah. Like when I was watching back, I was like, I felt like I had a little bit more pep in my step out there. But
maybe Sebastian slowed it down half speed.
Yeah. Maybe he did. Maybe he had the slow-mo on it. But oh, my God, what a great fun afternoon it was out there playing, because I just took the boys up. We were just shooting around. I love having the hoops and the backboards there back up, because they were down for a long time.
Yes, that's true.
And we got up there and we were just playing, and we were just about to leave, and I just said to the guys, you know, is there a regular run happening here any days? Because usually, I remember the old gun run I used to play in on Wednesday sort of morning/afternoon. And they said Sunday night and Tuesday night there's a run. I'm like, okay, it doesn't quite fit my schedule, but if there's a morning run, let me know. And then they said, but we're having we if you want to play now, we're going to have a game. And I was like, yeah, sure, why not? I got some time here. Oh, man. Just playing again. It's like we all speak that same language, you know?
Oh, for sure.
Like barriers get pulled down very quickly. Like there's it was just great fun, great competitiveness. I don't think there was a foul called the entire time either, which is respect. Awesome.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you are guarding each other 16 feet from each other. How could there possibly be a foul?
I was going to say, I really appreciated you guys sort of doing social distancing still while you were playing basketball. Well,
that's the other thing as well, though. You know, this was a long game. It was a long game. There was a few misses in there that didn't quite make the cut. But because you never know. Sometimes some guys call anything, any little contact on the fingers, and they're like, foul, foul, foul. None of that. None of that.
Great. So, that's awesome.
Yeah, it was so much fun. So, listen, I'll be back there. Why don't you guys come along one day, and we'll have have a little shoot around and see if we can get a run in.
Well, a couple of things. here we go. I'm not playing if you're going to play in those sunglasses that you had on.
Yeah,
I refuse to play you if you're wearing those. Yeah.
Oh, look, there's no doubt the sunnies are a douchey look. because it was brighter than it looks in those shots there actually, and I had the sunnies on and I thought, I'm not taking them off now. So I wouldn't play in them again. Wouldn't do it on purpose. But
the other question everybody had, Lee, is like, your hair is getting super long. Like, you're letting it flow there, like Steve Nash, I think TK said. I mean, what, any possibility of a little man bun there or a ponytail or something? Like,
yes. In fact, I think what I have to do is in the car, I have to throw in one of those, like, I've got those sweatbands, those like, what are they called? They're like that nylon material. I have to just pack those in the car, so I've always got them ready because, it gets in the eyes for sure.
Okay. Maybe just wear one around your wrist. You don't know when a game's going to break out.
You know what? Do they still sell those kung fu headbands that got banned by the NBA? I mean...
Oh, yeah.
That's a douchey look, but I mean, I don't mind. I'd wear that one out of it.
I got one. You want to borrow mine sometime?
Yes.
Too
yes,
bad.
I do.
I'm wearing it.
Okay. Right, you can try it out at least before you buy one. Okay. Awesome. So there you go. As promised, if you joined us this morning on Wednesday's live show at 10 a.m. Eastern on YouTube, we were talking it up and we got the footage in there. Hopefully, some of you just listening, jump over to YouTube and catch it and watch it.
One thing I did want to add, I bought a new basketball the other day, a brand new one there from Walmart. Did you guys, do you know what it's like playing with a brand new basketball? Like, it needs to be broken.
It's horrible.
Yeah, it's so heavy. It is. Now, I've been shooting with a little ball for a long time, but I was like, man, this is just like a brick that I'm shooting out here.
Yeah.
Like, it takes a while just to get used to it. It's so heavy and it's so hard in your hands when you're dribbling. Like,
definitely hard.
Yeah, it needs to, you really need to sort of just break it in on the concrete there for a while first before you start playing because it takes some getting used to, takes some adjustment.
How is it heavy? I get that it's hard, but how is it heavy? How does the ball get lighter?
Well, I guess it's just because it's the brand new fresh leather. That it does. It just
it
feels
needs to
like
break
it,
up a little bit.
It just needs to soften up. So I was really pounding it on that cement yesterday. But
hey, Sebi, get 15, 20 seconds of this. all right, let's get to the questions. We're on the beach here. Thanks again to everybody that emailed them in. NoDunks@TheAthletic.com. Tweet them in @NoDunksInc. Sorry, Trey, you're about to say something.
Oh, no, I just forgot we were answering questions. I thought we were talking pickup ball this whole time. I was loving it.
Okay, do you want to just start a whole new podcast series where we actually just film ourselves playing basketball, either against each other or with randoms, and we just come on here and break it down and critique it and do like a, I don't know, almost like a DVD commentary on it. Okay.
100%. You got to break down the game. You got to break down the accessories that you're wearing. Okay. You got to break down who filmed it. You got to break down the other people that are there. You got to break down the equipment as well. There are a lot of things to talk about, not just the game.
Yeah. All right. Well, if you're interested in that and you're joining us live right now, smash that like button. And if we get enough, maybe that's something we'll explore. All right. But Tess, let's get to some of these questions. We got four games on tonight in the NBA and big Joel Embiid news and all this stuff. So we obviously got to get this over with so we can get refreshed a little bit for tonight's games. But what's our first cue?
Here we go. Ayo, was listening to your pod while starting to tie-dye the new Wedgie shirt. And I got thinking... This offseason, what kind of contract do you think DeMar DeRozan gets? And what teams do you think might be interested? That's from Zach H. Thank you for sending that in. DeMar DeRozan. Yeah, sort of
forgotten, I guess, by some in this league because he went to the San Antonio Spurs. It's like ESPN forgetting the Spurs on their graphic over and over and over again recently. The Mavericks would be the perfect place for him, I think. Mainly, you know, for the Luka Doncic sidekick. I don't want to waste a minute of Luka Doncic's career, but DeMar is... Maybe he's sort of forgotten because he's gone from a number one in Toronto to the Spurs, but he is a damn good player. I guess people sort of focus on him not being able to lead a team as a number one guy, but man, in year 12, he was balling. I had him on my all-star team back in February there when we were making those picks. Mm-hmm. 21.5 points per game, but he was a playmaker, a career high 7 assists, 6.9 assists, and only 2 turnovers. That's beautiful stuff. That's incredible stuff. Must have learned that from Jose Calderon, that assist-to-turnover ratio. And he was still getting to the line. 7.2 free throws. So that's probably better than what most expect. He still doesn't shoot threes, but I don't think that's really an issue. I think Luka Doncic just needs better players around him. I mean, it's ideal. I guess you're looking at the team now and you think, they've got Tim Hardaway. They've got Dorian Finney-Smith. They got three-point shooters. You don't want DeMar to mess that up. Nah, he would add that. DeMar would automatically be the second best player there, and yeah, he's in there in his 30s, but I think those two could jive really, really well. And again, enough of this not having enough talent around Luka. Just get him a great player. Now, as far as the contract goes, I don't know, I don't care, but you know, DeMar's still young enough, he could get definitely a long-term deal. And
yeah,
the Mavs,
I think so.
The Mavs, they've got lots of room. You know, they've got to work out Tim Hardaway, but they got some money coming off the books and JJ Redick and stuff. Now, the Bulls, Trey, were my next pick, I'm more concerned about Luka. I kind of want talent to go east because, as we're seeing, we got enough talent in the West, but Luka was a higher priority for me.
What do you think, Trey?
I didn't have the Bulls on my list, but I definitely had the Mavericks on my list, which I'm a little on both sides of the fence with regards to the Mavericks, because I think the three-point shooting around Luka is really what makes them special and what led them to have such a great offense last year. When they look their best, it's Luka being able to get into the lane and kick out to shooters who can knock them down. That being said, I think DeRozan would be an awesome, like, sixth man for that team. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jalen Brunson's had a really good season, but I think DeMar would take them a little further just because he's just a little bit better than Jalen Brunson. He's a good creator, like Tass is saying. He's upped his playmaking since coming to San Antonio. He's kind of functioned as a small ball four a little bit, yep, which, you know, would be a nice little fit next to Doncic as well, with Porzingis kind of uncertain at this point. That could be something that works out. And then I could also see him having an impact as a bench guy, as a sixth man for either of the LA teams. Obviously, DeRozan is a Los Angeles guy, so if he were interested in going to try to win a ring with the Lakers or the Clippers, I can see that working in a six-man role as well.
Yeah, I remember when I was going full sicko mode there, doing my 10 all-NBA teams, I remember definitely having DeRozan as a forward, because you're right, Trey. He's a power forward for the Spurs this year. I don't know how many people sort of realize that, but that's the position he was basically playing. Sure, like a little 3-2, but like a playmaking big he was playing, although you think of him as a shooting guard. In terms of money, I think he's going to get paid, Lee. I mean, he's proven he's pretty durable. He's obviously still good. I don't think you ever want DeRozan at this point to be your best player. You probably never really wanted him to be your best player on your team. But sure, as a third guy, at the very least, sort of star player, if that's in a starting role or even off the bench. But what does that warrant? I mean, is he going to get 4 years 90, 4-100? I sort of think so, especially when you look at sort of, there's not a ton of big free agency names out there.
Yeah, he's going to be 32 by the time next season starts, but that's not super old for a guy who hasn't had, you know, significant injuries throughout his career. He takes care of his body. You know what you're getting out of him. Pretty consistent player. I think 4 years and $100 million in that bracket is on the table. It depends really on who wants to get it. I think the Mavericks do have the space, but it just depends whether or not they want to give that to, you know, how much Tim Hardaway Jr. gets there. I've been talking about the Blazers a lot, and I think he would also be a good fit alongside Dame and CJ there, because he's a guy who can get his own shot. He doesn't need to rely on someone else to sort of set him up. You give DeRozan the ball, he can go and score, he can get to the free throw line, and he's just a good, reliable, consistent player. They sort of haven't had that third option for a long time, and I think he'd be good there. Blazers don't really have the cap space, though, we're talking a sort of four-year, you know, $80 to $100 million contract. So if he's prepared to take a bit of a pay cut, then perhaps something like that can be worked out. But I think as well, again, let's take the money out of it. I think a team like the Lakers would like to have him as well, and the Clippers, because he's just another veteran who can get his own basket. And that's really what a lot of teams need, is that you just don't want to have a guy, you know, like Norm Powell's different. Norm, you basically have to set him up for him to score. He can do that. He can hit the three. But I like if you can just sort of say, even if it is with that second unit, dump the ball to DeRozan and you know he can get himself a bucket. So I think there's going to be no shortage of market for him. I think a lot of teams are going to be interested. It's just which is the right fit and what is he looking for right now? Is he prepared to sacrifice a bit of money to go to a team that's more likely to contend, or does he just want the big payday? Because I think it could be one or the other. I think he could leave a bit of money on the table just to go to a situation that suits him better. So, but yeah, I see a lot of teams interested in, because again, 32 is not that old for a guy who I think has still got a good, you know, sort of 2 to 3 seasons of being a very, very decent scorer in this league.
Yeah, the stream team are joking that Steve Ballmer wants to collect all the former Raptors players. So maybe maybe get him in the Clippers there. You got Kawhi, Tass, you know, you got Serge. Mm-hmm. Yeah, go get a DeMar. You know, Lowry could be available. Just collect them all, man. It's like cups at the Petro-Canada gas station during the Olympics back in 88 when it was in the hometown of Calgary. we're high on DeMar. We are DeMar fans here, and that's not just because he did play for the Raptors back in the day, but he's been really good for the Spurs, and I think you're right, Tess. It's just sort of, I don't know, it's gotten overlooked for sure, I would say, at least by the national media. Not a lot of DeMar talk, but he can still contribute. Some of the teams you guys are picking, though, my only concern is like the Mavericks and the Blazers and stuff like that. Like, I'd like to see DeMar almost in a Derrick Rose type of vibe where he's on a really good defensive team, because that's not his strong suit. So I don't want him out there with a bunch of other guys that can't play defense too. If you put him around a squad that's really good defensively and you can sort of hide him a little bit, I think that helps him in some regards. But we'll see. There will be some interest in DeMar DeRozan. Great first question to get us started here. Talking Double D. Next one. Hey, No Dunks crew. The Friends reunion was a wonderful reunion of the 6 cast members. Did Lee write this? So I was wondering, what team or group of players would you watch in a reunion special? Sort of like what the Friends cast did. I've been a fan since your starters days, and listening to your podcast every day has been a habit of mine while working from home. Turn up. Love you guys. Awesome. That's from Emil. All the way over in the Philippines. Shout out to the Filipinos that listen to No Dunks. Did anybody else watch it? I know Lee and I had. Trey, shaking your head. Tass, did you watch the Friends reunion? No. JD, I mean, if you're
Friends,
there,
period.
Jump in. If you're not, did you end up watching it at all? I know you talked about it. No. Okay.
No.
Okay. Oh.
I thought JD was definitely going to hate watch this, just so he could really shit on it.
Well, I mean, I can't even hate watch it because I never really watched the show. Like, I've probably seen 3 episodes of Friends in my entire life, so.
It's harmless too. Like, it's perfect. If you were a Friends fan, like Lee, obviously, you're gonna love this. Like, what's there to hate about it? You're like, oh my god, they rebuilt the set. Oh my god, they're all together. Oh, they're having a laugh. Joey's very charming. Incredibly charming.
He's super charming.
Yeah, anyway, it's fine. It's just fine. But, Trey, it is a good question if you could, you know, get a team or a group of players, whatever they're in the NBA, could do this sort of reunion. Who would you pick and why?
Well, Skeets, I'm probably Friends fan number 2 here on the show, and when you gave it a fine recommendation, that's when I knew it was okay to be missing this one. Sorry, Joey. As for an NBA team I would like to see reunite, it's too early, but I think that whenever they do a 2016 Cavs reunion, it's going to be great. LeBron will obviously be there. There was the drama between him and Kyrie Irving the next season when Kyrie was getting ready to leave. He ended up going to Boston. There was the Kevin Love drama post everybody leaving. There was the Kevin Love drama during the season with the fit in versus fit out. But then once you get to the role players, they've got some incredible characters there as well. You've got Channing Frye and Richard Jefferson. Funny guys, great storytellers, kind of the Steve Kerr and Bill Wennington of this team. You got Tristan Thompson, who was a major tabloid name during this time. J.R. Smith was there, no shirt after the championship, eventually threw soup at his coach, Damon Jones. He probably is going to do this entire reunion shirtless. Amon Shumpert was a Cav, a rapper, a great personality. Matthew Dellavedova, Mo Williams, Timo Mozgov, James Jones, Dante Jones there just fouling people. There's a lot of great characters on the 2016 Cavs that are going to have great stories from that season, from the incredible historical thing they pulled off, the comeback against the Warriors, but also just the stories from being around that team of guys that have been in the NBA for quite some time. They all come together, do something amazing. And then it kind of falls apart pretty quickly thereafter. Right. I would be very interested to see what these guys are saying.
Fantastic answer. Lee, do you have another one?
Well, the Jailblazers period would probably have some pretty good stories there. I know a lot of those guys. I mean, a lot of the stuff, when you look back at it, it was just sort of marijuana related, which is not really that much of a crime. I mean, it was kind of harmless, but they were just all sort of into it, young men like that. But I remember Bonzi Wells apparently said he didn't care about the fans one time. He can boo us, we don't care. But my favorite moment still was Quintel Woods, who got pulled over by the police, and he didn't have any ID on him, but he did have a card of himself, and he presented that to the police officer. Say, look, this is me. But I think he got arrested for that because, they always said, you can't use a basketball card as your ID. You need to produce a driver's license.
You should be able to, for sure.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's a baller move.
It's got your date of birth on it, usually on the back, a couple of facts about you. Two photos, usually. Yeah. That's more than enough.
So, it was, and they had some good talent on that roster. I mean, of course, Rasheed Wallace was the best player. I think Jermaine O'Neal was on it at the start. Bonzi, of course. Damon Stoudemire was a big part of that as well. So,
time frame on Jailblazers? What years are we talking
about? I would say like 2000 to around 2004-ish.
Okay, yeah. Early 2000s. That's what I was thinking in my head. Okay, so you're going with the old Blazers. Tass, do you have a squad?
These guys aren't totally Jailblazers. Some of them were, but I saw this picture on Twitter this weekly, and I think this would be incredible to see as a reunion. All of the Blazers big guys. I don't know who's 44, but we got Sabonis, we got Rasheed Wallace, Dale Davis, and Chris Dudley. Five 7-footers basically on one team just hanging out by the rim.
That's a Dudley wedgie right there.
The first human wedgie. What a picture. Hey guys, let's get all the tall guys together. Go stand by that hoop. All right,
Blazers fans, who's number 44 in that photo? Let us know in the stream team there. You have another
look at this guy.
Who is that? I got no clue, Tess. Any idea?
Nope.
I guess I can look it up while you have drop your answer. Do you have one, Tass, for this?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
I have an answer for every question every week, Skeets. 2009-2010, the Toronto Raptors. The year Hito Turkoglu went partying after he missed a practice and a game because he had a stomach virus. You know, he was apparently just sitting in his Yorkville home, and the boys, after the game where he didn't play, said, "Come on down, we're right by your house." And he said, "Oh, they were close. They were within 100 meters. So I went down there." He said, "My European teammates called me." And then he left after 15 or 20 minutes with Andrea Bargnani. Just ask him. So him and Bargnani, they would be on one side of this reunion. While I would say the more professional guys on the team, like Jose Calderon, Amir Johnson, would be on the other. And Jared Jack would sort of be yelling as well. Jared Jack is a very vocal personality. And I have Chris Bosh there as well. That was his last season as a member of the Toronto Raptors. Was that part of him leaving? Probably. So I think, let's get to the bottom of this. A lot of good personalities there, and Hito probably would be open to talking about that year where he got booed by his home fans for the first time in his career, he said, and reporters couldn't stop asking him about his dancing ability. So it was a tough year. It was ugly. It's funny to look back now, but it was horrendous then living through it. So Hito and friends.
That's good. JD, if you want to go back to that photo, or TK, I don't know who threw it up. But I think Rack 1919 is right.
Mm.
It's Ruben. Boomshay.
That's right.
99% sure that's correct. Good call.
Yeah, I think so too.
Oh,
what a
man.
Pull. What? You never know when you're going to get a Ruben Boomshay on the show. What? Surprise Ruben.
Oh, now I'm hungry.
At around the same time, there was a soccer player for Manchester United called Eric Jemba Jemba. So, Ruben and Eric, buds.
All right. Excellent. Good start to this. We got lots more questions still to tackle. But first, a quick break to hear from our sponsors. This is going to be a little different for you joining us here on the stream team.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers? That's the butterfly effect for
real. Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the NBA. Want to get closer to the game than ever before? Michelob Ultra Courtside is giving fans the chance to win exclusive NBA prizes and experiences like official gear, courtside seats to an NBA game, and more. Head over to MichelobUltra.com/courtside to learn more.
All right, next question here. Hello, the occasional glass of Dunks with dinner. I just gave up on watching Chopped. No, this isn't an email from 2016. I watched Chopped well past the peak of its popularity, but finally called it quits after an episode where Martha Stewart was given the power to chop somebody in the middle of the first round after tasting one spoonful of his stock. Couldn't handle that. So, my question, what's something, basketball or otherwise, you stuck with long after seemingly everybody else, only to eventually give it up yourself as well? Hurry up, find this guy, Austin. That's from Chris in Detroit. Lee, something you hung on to and then gave it up.
Well, funny that we're talking about Friends, because when Friends ended, Joey tried to create his own spin-off show. I was excited for it. I was really excited for it. And when it started, I was like, yes, more Friends type show. But it wasn't good from the start. I knew that, but I wanted to stay true to it, and I did. But the problem was they changed the real sort of character of Joey. Because on Friends, he was kind of goofy, you know, like really popular with the women and, you know, just not a serious guy. And they kind of tried to make him into a bit more of a sort of serious dude, and it just really didn't hit. And I think it lasted 1.5 seasons, and then they pulled the plug. And I pretty much got through all that first season. I guess even by the halfway through the second, I was like, yeah, no one else wants to watch this. It sucks. It's not very good at all. But I probably hung on longer than almost anyone else that I know anyway. Because I think, you know, a lot of people I knew were Friends fans and they were excited. And people were like two episodes in like, nah, this sucks. This sucks. And I'm like, I think it'll be all right. Give it a chance. Give it a chance. But no, it was bad. It was really bad.
So he's playing, he's still Joey Tribbiani. And yes. What, is he trying to be an actor out there?
Yes, yeah. Yes. Yeah. He moved from New York to LA to sort of pursue his career. Right, but right. It wasn't the same without Chandler there. You know, the old 1-2 that they could do.
Did they ever make a cameo? Did anybody ever appear on Joey?
That's a good question.
There might have been... Maybe in the first season. Yeah. I don't know if that's true, though.
I think I remember a few like extras from Friends made it, but I don't think like Jennifer Aniston or Courtney Cox or anyone like right. that was in it. I don't remember them in it, but yeah, it was bad. It just never really had a chance.
I'm sorry,
but
man.
I stuck it out.
My great Joey story is that I was watching Joey on a VHS recording the night of the Malice at the Palace. Had to turn off the Joey VHS to see what was going down with Ron Artest and Jermaine O'Neal. I'll never forget Joey. I was with you, Lee, through season one, and I think you're right. They brought it back, and nobody was into it.
Yeah.
No?
Nobody was in.
Nah. It just it wasn't funny? Like, was it... You just needed the other friends there?
Needed those other friends, I mean, man. Like, Joey, yeah. It'd be like building an entire show around Dwight Schrute, right? Like, yeah. The biggest jokester on the show. Yeah. Like Lee's saying, you can't turn him into the necessarily leading man who has to have a well-rounded character. He was a buffoon on Friends. Yeah. He was the guy that puts on all of Chandler's clothes as a joke, and now we're supposed to believe him, like, leading his life out there? No way.
Right. Okay. What about you, Trey? Do you have an answer for this one?
Yeah, actually, Skeets, you reminded me of this not too long ago. I think it must have been last week, during the first week of the playoffs. There were, for whatever reason, multiple quotes of players saying, they put their socks on 1 foot at a time, just like we do. They put their socks on just like anybody else. Okay, so I retweeted something. I said, like, if anybody says this about me, just be aware I haven't worn socks for months. It's just, you know, it's gotten warm down here. Been wearing a lot of slip-ons, your Birkenstocks, your Crocs, whatever it is. Socks are not needed. So Skeets tweets back at me and says, this guy puts on a puka shell necklace just like anybody else. And I loved it. I thought that was a great tweet back to me, but it made me feel bad because I've been slacking on my puka shell necklace. Now, we're 25 years past the prime for puka shell necklaces, but I was trying to bring it back last summer and the summer before that. Maybe the summer before that as well, but for sure the two previous summers, it wasn't happening, and I realized even I had given up on puka shells.
Oh,
it's back! Puka shells are back. Guys, we've got a chance this summer. It's warming up. There's still time to get your puka necklaces and bring them back. We'll watch the second season of Joey together. We'll wear puka shell necklaces and we'll have a great time.
I thought you broke it once. Am I crazy?
I did. I found like my OG puka shell necklace in my basement, wore it around at home for a summer, and it broke like basically as soon as we were getting ready to drive back to Atlanta from Chicago, and I was devastated. Mm. Then we went back to Chicago for Christmas that year. This must have been 2019. And Tom Poro's girlfriend had flown in from California with this puka shell necklace for me, knowing that mine had broken.
Wow. That's next level. That's very nice.
That was next level. This is the kindest puka shell necklace I've ever owned, and I will protect it with my life for the next 25 years.
Nice.
That's awesome. That's awesome because it's unlikely to break. Because every time I see a puka shell necklace, I think it's going to break.
Yeah.
I think that thing's old.
Yeah.
Well, the problem is that at least the one that I had that broke, I saw it as soon as it broke, you know, because you can't really see the string it's on, but it was just like a fishing line. And I was like, okay, so I guess if you leave a fishing line in your basement for 20 years and then suddenly start using it, it'll probably wear through, unfortunately.
Every time I see a puka shell necklace, I think of those necklaces we wore as kids that were candy that you could bite on. I always just want to take a big old bite of that. Like nice mints hanging around your neck right now or something like that. But
bring those back.
Yeah.
They have those in the bracelet ones.
Do they?
Bracelet versions of them, yeah. Yeah,
they got rid of the necklace version of them. They're like too much sugar.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen a necklace version, but in like boonie bags at birthday parties when we used to have those for kids, there was definitely a couple of those turned up. So yeah, they're still out there. Maybe the necklace one is a little dangerous around their neck. I don't know.
True. Those always snap though too. There's candy going everywhere.
Don't baseball players still wear their pukas? Baseball players seem like
there could definitely be a baseball player. Baseball players. They wear a lot of necklaces. You know, some of them have like, I don't know, probably like copper necklaces or things that are supposed to energize your chakras or something along those lines. Right. Yeah, they got a lot of things going on around their necks. Surely somebody's got a puka out there.
Yeah.
I puka all the time.
Go ahead, T, if you got one, an answer.
Yeah, I got a quick one. I held on to mowing my lawn for a long time because down here in the South, everybody hires somebody. It's just trendy and you don't see anybody out there mowing their own lawn. When I was out there mowing my lawn, I was like the odd one out. Everybody was hiring somebody else. Nobody likes doing it. I just couldn't give it up. But I finally gave it up recently because I got an HOA. Isn't that exciting?
Oh, yeah. Hey, do you still have your lawnmower?
Ridiculous
can I buy it
of
off you? Do you still have it?
No, I do not. I gave it up.
Are you serious? You don't have it? Oh. Yeah. What'd you do? Did you sell it online? Like neighborhood thing? Yeah.
I did. Yeah.
Because I want to go. I want to start doing it.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah. You're right. You know, I don't mind the people I have doing it. They do a fine job. But I don't have that big a lawn. It's not, you know. And I find like, you know, 2 weeks. You know, they come every 2 weeks. It's turning into a jungle by the time they're coming like at the end of 14 days. It's like, I should have done this a week ago. But I don't have a lawnmower. Okay.
You thinking push mower or riding mower?
Push, for sure. Did you have an electric one? I can't remember.
No.
You didn't have it. No, you were gas.
It was traditional.
Gas powered or?
Gas powered.
Oh, yeah.
I've got the old, just the old blades one.
Yeah, I don't want that.
Yeah, that's fun, though. That's fun.
Yeah, you don't want a puka shell caught in that.
No, you don't.
Fling it into your house. No thanks.
Hey, just while we're talking lawns, something happened to me this week. I wanted to get your take on it, especially you, Trey, with a dog, and JD, if you're there with a dog. So I'm walking Luna around the neighborhood, same, you know, route that we're generally going on. I'm, of course, in a neighborhood. I'm going down these streets, whatever. And I don't know if, like, all dogs are like this, but Luna, it feels like she has a couple, like, spots, yards that she likes to do her business on. Like, I don't know, they just get into the habit, I guess. So, you know, it's like Matty O, a night on the town. He knows the good bathrooms to use or something like that, the clean ones. Anyway, so she's done it at this one spot. Big corner lot, giant corner lot, okay? You're living on a corner, in my opinion, you're asking for it. But anyway, Luna does her thing, number two, and I have bags. I'm picking it up. I've always picked it up. Because that's disgusting, people that don't pick up their dog shit. Now, that's crazy to me. But anyway, I'm picking up and I hear bang, 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 bang on the window. And I'm like, immediately I'm like, oh, uh-oh. They don't want Luna going, doing her business on her lawn. So I have my headphones in. I'm listening to some podcasts. And this woman, I'm picking it up. And she's yelling. She opens her door and she's like behind her like screen door. And she's in a bathrobe and she's yelling at me like... Now, I refused to take out my headphones. I was like, I'm not taking them out because I know you're just yelling at me that my dog took a dump on your lawn, but I'm picking it up. And she yelled for like 10 minutes. I was down the block and she was still yelling. So I don't, maybe she wasn't all there. I don't know. But what do I do now? So now I have to like make sure, I just have to make sure Luna doesn't go there.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, that's insane to me.
You got to fast walk it, unfortunately.
Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah. I mean, I get it. It's her lawn. Again, corner lawn. Her house is far back from where Luna's doing it. And I'm picking it up. That's the part I don't get. But, all right. So I just got to avoid that part.
Or you just get yelled at every time.
And well, yeah, sure. I mean, I'm contemplating it.
You know, I mean, I guess it's private property. I don't know.
If you're cleaning it up,
then
though,
put up like, a fence.
If you're cleaning it up, I don't know what she's upset about. I mean,
does she have the "Don't pee on my lawn"
sign? No, she doesn't. I checked. Yeah, you're right.
Get a sign.
I respect that.
Get a sign, lady.
Buy her a sign.
Ooh, yeah.
Buy her a sign. Hey, I saw how angry you were. If you don't want dogs going on your lawn, here's a simple sign for you. And then maybe she'll see the goodness in your heart and say, you know what? I'm making an exception for your dog.
Oh, that's nice. I mean, I could do that, or I could take a dump on her lawn.
Mm.
See if she likes that.
You gonna clean it up or no?
I mean, I take a shit faster than my dog takes a shit, so I'd be in and out.
You'd be out of there. Wouldn't be caught.
No.
Like, yeah, you're just, yeah. But my problem is with Cosmo, he'll take a shit and he'll be there forever because he sniffs, sniff, 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 and then he'll do 50 loops and then he'll do his business. But then he both, like, all of his claws, like, digs up, like...
Cover it.
Like, yeah, and...
He does the kickback?
Yeah, totally. And violently, like...
Ugh, yeah.
It's bad. Like, he's legit tearing up people's lawns.
Okay,
So that's a problem.
Okay. All right. Oh, hey.
Speaking of Cosmo... You called him.
He doesn't like it when I talk about him.
No.
On the
air. Okay, so I guess...
about my pee and poop habits? Listen, I don't like seeing the pee spots on people's lawns from dogs.
No.
You know, those high acidity spots? Yeah, you know, killing the grass. I mean, it hurts my heart as a grass man, but, you know, how is the acid content in Luna's pee?
It's
worse for a female dog than a male dog.
Yeah, it's worse for bitches, that's for sure. That's for sure.
Anyway, I just can't get over it's like, I'm cleaning it up, and you're seeing me cleaning it up. And she's also done this here 100 times. But I guess I'm assuming someone else has a dog and they're not cleaning it up.
Yeah, you're not the problem here. Somebody else has like, left some logs in the yard.
Some Karen logs is not in happy. The lawn. Yeah, anyway. All right. Just had to get that off my chest. Thanks, guys. I guess we'll just be speed walking by it. It's so unfortunate because she obviously likes going there. It's a comfortable spot at this point. It's not nice grass, by the way, either, Tass. It's actually very crabby grass, if you ask me. I don't think it's like, if it's not a Bermuda or something we're talking about here, or a high quality, then I could understand.
She's probably blaming it on you. Look at my grass. I got dogs like yours coming pooping on here.
All right. I'll keep you guys updated. Next one. Greetings. Yes, layups. Longtime fan here from Toronto. While the Nets were blowing out the Celtics in Game 2, I read a funny tweet that said the series needed to be on the Food Network. If the NBA wanted to continue to expand its audience through other channels, which series should be featured on other channels in order to attract new fans Anyways, what a dumb question. But I'm excited to hear what you guys come up with. Yao, heard it here first. Evan Turner, Kevin, love you guys. Spencer, awesome. Cheers. That's from Raph. So there you go, Tass. Yeah, what other of these series, what other channels would you like to see them on?
Now, I didn't make that dumb tweet, but the Food Network for Boston, Brooklyn, good idea. And then Nets' DeAndre Jordan loves cooking. He was in a Bon Appetit video. He is a very charismatic guy. He hasn't been playing in the series, or he didn't play in the series at all, not for a minute. So he could be on the call. I think he could attract some Food Network fans into basketball. Good idea. So good integration there. I don't know what the better National Geographic series is. Suns-Lakers, of course, Suns-Lakers. Or just put Tom Thibodeau's Knicks on there because he loves yelling, ice, ice, ice. And if you could subliminally add a melting in there, ice, melting, ice, melting, ice, melting. Maybe we'd understand that there's some global warming happening. The ice is melting in Antarctica. Last one for me, the Blazers Nuggets would be on the Weed Channel.
Viceland. I put it on Vice, yeah. That's what I did.
Yeah, Viceland. There's a Weed Channel out there. It's called like...
Is there?
I looked it up quickly, like Social Something TV. It's just all about weed. It's on Apple TV. It's on a bunch of carriers.
Okay.
I haven't really tuned in, but sounds like some good programming.
Yeah. What about Suns Lakers? Could go on the Weather Channel, I think, too.
Also good.
Right? You know, you're checking the temperatures there. You know, the Lakers part, sort of a body of water sort of goes with that. I had the Clippers Mavericks on TVG. What's that, you ask? It's an online horse and greyhound racing channel. It's one of those weird ones that you can just fire up a race and bet on it. I think FanDuel owns it. So, you know, you got the Mavericks there. Clippers, maybe you're just grooming the Maverick, your horse, before it races. So there might be some tie-in. And then, like, I was thinking, like, Utah. So it's like Hawks, Knicks, Animal Planet, Grizzlies, Jazz, maybe on Discovery. Because they're always doing Shark Week. But then you always see that graphic that, like, sharks don't kill that many people. And it's like, why are we going overboard with our disdain for sharks when it's like, what is like hippos and like, you know, grizzly bears. I don't know what the other animals
are. Nothing ever happens in Shark Week anyways.
Yeah.
It's just like show after show after show after show. It's like, it's every show and nothing happens until the end of the hour when nothing happens.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
Sharks aren't eating people. They're just swimming around and they capture a little glimpse of them with their camera and that's it.
Yeah.
On to the next one. Maybe something will happen in this show. It never does.
Well, why not have a Grizzlies week then on Discovery, right? Mm. And then that's where we could show the Grizzlies Jazz game or something like that. And then I had the Sixers Wizards on True TV because no one cares. Any other ones for our lineup here, Trey?
I actually think Knicks Hawks should be on Bravo. They've both got Real Housewives series in New York and Atlanta. There's been a lot of drama on this series. We saw Trae Young got spit on. Emmanuel quickly said somebody at MSG threw a beer on him, even though he was the home team. These are both things that could happen on Real Housewives. I even like the idea that you could have the taglines that they do at the beginning of the show. Here's Julius Randle. I won most improved because I'm living my best life. Here's Trae Young. Your arena is quiet because my game is loud.
Oh,
last
good.
One, Tom Thibodeau. Life isn't all basketball and icing pick and rolls, but it should be.
Nailed it. Clip that. Send it to Andy. They're going to play it tonight. Good stuff there, Trey. You're still watching all those, eh?
Yeah, that's one of those things that I haven't given up that I probably should give up. Last night, Laura's like, which do you want to watch? A live episode of Real Housewives of New York or episode 6 of The Mayor of Easttown? I actually tapped in for The Mayor of Easttown.
Oh.
So I've got a couple of backlogs here for my Ronies. Got to see what Bethany Frankel's up to, JK. She's on HBO Max now.
Oh, yeah. Okay. The Mayor of Easttown, that ended, right? People said it was okay.
Yeah, I'm 6 out of 7. I'll be finishing it tonight during the 4 playoff games.
Wow. You're going to slip it in somehow, are you?
Yep.
That's right, three buddy. Screens going, apparently. Okay.
Screens, man.
Lee, got an answer for this? Anything?
You guys have pretty much covered them, but I would put the on the National Geographic Channel, Grizzlies Jazz. You know, sure. There's some outdoor teams there, all those Grizzlies out in Memphis. You know, I think people would love to see their hometown bear on the TV show. But National, I'm trying to sort of shoehorn a little something. Do you guys, anyone watch Banged Up Abroad? Anyone seen that series
No.
on National Geographic? It's really, it's funny. It's a funny series because it's all about people who've been jailed in a different country from where they're from.
Sounds hilarious.
Yeah, well, you start off and you go, oh, this is interesting. But then often at the end of it, I'm like, well, that dickhead kind of got what they deserved anyway. But it's kind of fascinating the way they tell the stories. It's one of those shows that I'm like, I don't feel any sympathy for these people, but I'm like, wow, that's kind of interesting what happened. But I was trying to figure some sort of Raptors in there, but they're not in the playoffs. I don't know. I just wanted to talk about Banged Up Abroad and see if anyone watches it. Apparently no one does, so check it out.
I think you might have an audience with Zach Harper. That's a Zach Harper sounding show to me. So shoot him a tweet.
Yeah. Okay. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
All right, next one here. Hey there, Dunksters. Perhaps owning to the fact I listened to Beach Steppin' right before going to bed, I had a dream where Lee's favorite, David Brent, was coaching the Brooklyn Nets. It didn't seem to be going great for him, as Durant and Kyrie refused to take off their fur coats to play. That's beside the point, though. My question, what sitcom character would you want to see coach an NBA team, and what team would you have him coach? Turnips, rutabagas, parsnips, Chris in Detroit, back to back. With his emails here, had a couple in the same show. Good
oh my
for you,
God,
Chris,
you're right.
Detroit.
Wow. Yeah, didn't even notice that.
Yeah, never happened before, I don't think.
Wow, making history here years. On this Beach Steppin'. Way to go, Chris. Okay, yeah, good question. So taking a sitcom character, giving him an NBA team to coach. Well, why don't we just use Boston right now? There is an opening there, as we talked about this morning with that breaking news. Brad Stevens going up into the front office. They'll need a coach. A lot of names rumored. Jason Kidd, Lloyd Pierce, Jay LaRanga, which is a great name. I'd love for him to be a coach one day. LaRanga. He's an assistant right now. Chauncey Billups is interesting. Becky Hammon, Carl Lawson. But I would like a female, and I'm going to go with Karen Walker from Will and Grace. Only because from what I can remember about Karen Walker is that, you know, she was sassy and didn't really like people and was like an alcoholic probably too. Yes. I just think she there'd be some fireworks there in Boston with her trying to run a team. You're a big Will and Grace fan, Lele. You're making it sound
fan.
Like it.
Not a big fan, but I did enjoy her character. Yeah, she was the alcoholic, very rude and... Yeah. Yeah, she'd be a great one. Megan Mullally, that's a name, isn't it?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, that voice could have really annoyed the hell out of people, but she actually really embraced it in her character. So not a bad sitcom, Will and Grace. Not a bad one. It was okay.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
Yeah. Nah, Will and Grace are the worst parts of Will and Grace. Give me Jack.
Oh, yeah. Jack. Yeah,
and
Jack
Karen.
Was hilarious.
Now, that's a show right there. Yes. Those guys. When Jack gets his short robe, I haven't been able to think of a shorty robe any differently since then.
So I'll go Karen, coaching the Celtics. But I asked some of our friends, my buddy Dub, he suggested Dwight Schrute. For the Celtics, citing that they need a disciplinarian after the Stevens era. So you can see Dwight Schrute from The Office, ruling with an iron fist there. My buddy Ken suggested the perfect strangers, Belky Bartokomis. I'm not saying that right at all. Help me out there. I thought I mixed it up there at the end. Belky Bartokomis? Okay. Anyway, he should coach the Bucks because just that's... It's a lot of B's. That's all. Triple B. Then you can get the Lonzo brother or get the Ball brothers maybe in the mix there. Big baller brand with Belky coaching the Bucks. And that was basically it. So that's what I've got. This is a dumb question, but I love it anyway, Chris. But my ultimate answer is Karen. I just want to show some love for the other guy. Oh, actually, one more from Ken. You'll like this, Lele. Ross from Friends should coach the Raptors. Duh.
Ah, yes. Good one. Yeah.
Good one, Ken. Saved it. Yeah. Way to go, Ken. You saved it, man.
I like Belky Bartokomis better. He would get along with Giannis Antetokounmpo.
All right.
And Belky had lots of Greek vibes, even though he was from Planet Meepos. Lots of Greekness in there. He was a sheep herder or something, wasn't he?
Yeah, that's right.
You know, his name was Belky Bartokomis, but his actual name, Bronson Pinchot. What a great name that is. It's a great name, too.
Where is that? Is he still with us?
I saw him do a comedy show, an improv show here in Atlanta within the last 5 years. So all right. I think so.
Okay, good. Yeah. Any other sitcoms you'd like to see coach team, Lele?
Well, I mean, talk about David Brent. I've already got it. My answer is the Minnesota Timberwolves head coach is...
Finchie.
Chris Finch. So I'm going to get the real Chris Finch in there for Minnesota. Imagine him coaching an NBA team. Who wants a Finch pinch?
Bronson Pinchot does, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's great. I love all the jokes. Everyone, I often get those tweets about anything that, anytime his name's mentioned in like a Woj article or anything, people just light it up with like Finchy quotes and Finchy lines. So
bloody good coach, bloody good coach. And rep.
Jason Kidd in these rumors made me think of his very infamous Brooklyn Nets moment where he got a player to bump into him so he could dump his drink onto the floor. Oops! So he could get a timeout. Made me think of that. It made me think of Family Matters, Steven Urkel.
Mm.
He would be a great coach. He could try and pull off that dumb move. Whoops! Did I do that? You know, he could try and be that guy.
He could be.
I can't believe
he could
happened.
Be the sexy Urkel on the road and like geeky Urkel at home. Stefan on the road, or maybe flip it. Cool at home, geeky on the road. Mm. All right. Yeah. You have to travel with that weird machine he had where he turned into the sexy version. Oh, then he turned into, there was a robot version once too. There was a lot of Urkels at one point.
Yeah.
A lot of Urkels.
I can't remember. Were those dreams now? I can't remember if those were actual plot points. Like they were happening or were they dreams? It doesn't matter. But Trey, do you have an answer for this?
Coach Steve. I don't care what team he coaches. I just wanted to say, let's go do basketball. That's all we need.
Yep. All right. Great, great question, Chris. Both of them. That's a fun one for everybody to answer in the stream team. Leave your answer in the YouTube comments below or tweet them in at No Dunks Inc. All right. Got to take one more break. After these messages, we'll be right back.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service that you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Whoa! Mac is back! You ever wish you could have it both ways? I do. Like a zero-calorie cheeseburger or staying up late but not feeling exhausted in the morning. Guys tend to think looking sharp means starchy Oxfords and stiff chinos rather than effortless comfort. But you can have it both ways with Mack Weldon. Mack Weldon makes timeless apparel with modern performance fabrics for guys who want to look and feel sharp without sacrificing comfort. From their light-as-air underwear to innovative anti-odor tees and versatile yet comfortable pants, Mack Weldon has a full range of clothes that never go out of style. I've got some polos, some tees, some undies, and I love them. Simple, soft, stylish. In fact, I'm wearing Mack Weldon right now. Mack Weldon clothes are designed to fit your style and the demands of modern life. They look like regular clothes, but feel like the latest in modern comfort. If you told me my silver PK polo was made from 100% cotton, I would 100% believe you. But those antimicrobial silver threads keep me feeling fresher longer. Get timeless looks with modern comfort from Mack Weldon. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code NODUNKS. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code NODUNKS.
Couple more as we wrap it up. Hey, No Dunks crew. Trey was talking about the Shaq Pog the other day, and I thought, hey, I think I have some NBA Pogs myself. Well, after some searching, I found this sleeve of Michael Jordan Pogs, the only Pogs I have left from the glorious 90s. Here's a picture attached. We're showing it to everyone watching on YouTube, joining us live in the stream team right now. That's a lot of Michael Jordan Pogs.
It's a great Pog collection right there. Look how well-preserved they are. He's even got some 45s. Amazing.
Incredible stuff here. The question, what are some of your favorite items you still have from your childhood? This question from Mikey from Austin, who still has those Pogs. Are those Pogs worth anything, Trey? Like, I mean, it's Michael Jordan. Mm. It's got to be worth something, right?
My guess is that the Michael Jordan Pogs are worth more than any other Pogs that are out there.
Right, right. That's probably fair. Man, yeah.
Did MJ approve those?
It's interesting.
Yeah, that's a good point.
It's a great point.
I thought he had a different licensing. Yeah, interesting.
What do you got there, MJ?
Yeah, are these like upper deck pogs? This is like sliding in as part of the cards? I don't know. I don't even remember them making like the binder pages for pogs like this, but what a great way to store them. That's how they stay crispy mint condition for 20 years.
That do you think like we a good should pogcast? NBA pogs.
That's good. I mean, I was gonna say, yeah, should we like everybody's into NFTs right now? You know, we got the Top Shot Hot Boys, bunch of other things. Like, should we swerve and just like start putting all our money into pogs?
Pogs, guys.
Like, go the other way.
Nobody else is doing it. When they zig, we zag. Yeah. We're going full pogs right now. Mike is actually here in the stream team
Mikey.
Right now. He says, those are, WWF Pogs t-shirt. Mikey says, those are mine. I also had some Michael Jordan slammers
I can't find.
That's too bad. I guess they didn't fit in the sleeves quite as well because of the thickness for smashing the pogs. At this point, I'm going to order a set of Michael Jordan pogs. Pog shot, hot boys. But I got to play at least one game at this point. Throw some slammers. I would imagine you can get a full set for probably less than you're paying for to have them shipped to your house.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'll be excited to get some pogs in. As for me, a random item from my childhood I'm glad that I still have. Mm-hmm. My mom mailed me this random bag of Skybox basketball cards not too long ago.
Okay.
I've been waiting for Lee to ask me to open these cards with him. I haven't even opened the seal since my mom mailed this to me. I was okay, I know I didn't put these in a plastic bag. I don't think this is how cards were meant to be stored. But Lee, like I said, I haven't opened these yet. I want these to be a surprise as well. The only players I know, you got a John Konkak on the front, guaranteed. You got a Phil Jackson. I saw some sliding. There's a Charles Barkley here. And on the back, we've got a Phoenix Suns checklist and a guy named Eric. I don't know who the Eric is, but we got a checklist, so that's bad news bears to start. But Lee, whenever you're ready, I'll just grab you know, like a little grip, and then we can go through these cards, popping bags, ripping bags, whatever you want to call it.
What are we waiting for?
Eric Lechner, you want to do it right now?
Like, why doesn't he unzip the bag and at least pull one tray? Don't show us, and let's have a quick game of guess this card.
All right. Like, quick game of guess this card. Hold on a second here.
There you go. Okay, that's the least.
This guy, you know this guy.
Okay.
You know this guy, one of the greatest shooters in league history.
Glenn Rice.
No, nice one. He has multiple achievements in the same event. And he also holds a record.
Jeff Craig Hodges. Craig Hodges.
Nice one. Pulled a Hodges on the very first. You want one more?
Yeah.
One more?
Yes, please.
I'm feeling like the real Leal is here. This guy. You know this guy.
Okay.
You know this guy.
All right.
You're gonna see this guy tonight. You're going to see him with your own two
Nate
eyes
McMillan.
Tonight. Yes,
Nate
he will
McMillan.
Be a coach.
Wow.
Yes!
We got a Nate McMillan!
Yes!
Good stuff, Leland. Yes.
Yeah. Sonic's
Nate.
Keep
going,
man.
Go for the hat. Go for the hat trick, Lee. He's on fire. He's on fire. Come on, one more. Final one.
Okay. This one's different. You know this guy.
Okay.
High draft pick. Used to work with this guy.
Dennis Scott.
Chris Webber it is! Chris Webber. This is, I guess, his year two card.
What
just says classic on it. This is weird.
That's a weird card.
It doesn't have his jersey on it. It has obviously the uniform, but it doesn't say Warriors on it. Must have had some licensing issues right there. That's not bad. Three random pulls: a Webber, a Hodges, and a Nate McMillan.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now you have to let us know. Would you rather watch us film ourselves playing basketball and doing commentary on it here on the stream team, or just continuing to have Trey dip into this Ziploc bag that his mom sent him and guess a bunch of old players from the 90s?
Sorry, guys. Gotta reseal it.
Keep them fresh. Oh, excellent. Okay, so hold on. Who answered this? I can't remember. Trey answered it.
Yeah, I got to sleeve these bad writers up real quick. Gotta protect them.
Does anybody else have an answer? Tass or Lee, something from your childhood, I believe the question was, that you still have in favorite item.
Well, I've got tons of stuff that I had as a kid that Dickie kept in immaculate condition. And you guys remember the story how I used to get the USA Todays off my friend, and I used to pay for them. Well, he even kept some of those, Dickie, and here's God. One from April 28, 1990. this is still at home, still at my... When I was in Australia 2 years ago, I dug this stuff out. I knew I was going to find some old hoop magazines and things like that. Was not expecting to still see, actually, USA Today newspapers, though, but I found them.
This is in immaculate condition, yeah,
I know, I know. I mean, what's this worth? You know?
what's this worth?
Less than the
paper
pox.
It's printed on.
Yeah.
I do have one of the newspapers I do have as well had Michael Jordan's 69-point game against Cleveland on there as well. So,
oh, that's cool.
That's
okay,
probably
that
worth 10
yeah.
cents anyway. You know, yeah. The others are worth 5 cents. But yeah, amazing that Dad still kept all those things. He didn't just get at some point go, all right, I'll keep the magazines, but the newspapers, they're gone. Kept them all. So thanks, Dad.
Did Dickie keep all of your other brother's stuff too? Like, how big a house do you live in?
not that big. No, I mean, but the thing is with my dad, he was so well organized. I remember one time, I can't remember exactly like when it was. I was talking to him on the phone and he needed to find out something about a computer that he bought like 10 years ago. Within like 2 minutes, he had the receipt of that computer that he bought. It was like, well, I bought that from, and I was like, how do you keep that? How do you know where it is? Why do you keep it? And it was like, it came back in a folder and it had like the clip at the top and everything was just immaculately kept in there. So yeah, incredible stuff. I didn't inherit that gene from Dickie.
Well,
no, man.
You sort of did when it comes to like photos of you. I mean, well, you have a pretty good idea where all those are. You find those in like seconds.
Yeah, but if I buy something and I need to return it, I never ever do I have the receipt. Even if I bought it yesterday, I'm like, nah, it's gone. Well, I have to either donate this now or just take the loss. Okay. So, but Dickie, amazingly well kept. And again, those posters and all that stuff, like, he didn't just put them in the shed that they could have gotten eaten by, like, you know, ants and what have you. Like, they weren't subject to the conditions of the extremely hot summer and the freezing cold winter. They were kept in immaculate condition. So, incredible stuff.
Shout out to Dick.
Wow, that USA Today looked like it could have been printed today.
Yeah.
It is pretty crazy that's 30 plus years old.
Yeah.
Nuts. Wow. Brandon in the stream team says Lee needs to organize his pencils.
I've got them right here.
You're going to give Dickie a heart attack showing him that.
I know. Look
at least put him in a Ziploc bag like Trey's mom would with curds or something like that. Tass, anything from your childhood? Your favorite item that you kept?
Yeah, I still have a pair of gloves, hand warmers from my childhood.
Right here. You're funny, man.
I'm showing you on the stream team. I got a couple Muppets. One's a Tess, one's a Skeets. I wasn't sure which one I was. There's you go.
Yeah.
Yes. You want one of these, Skeets? I don't know if you have an answer for this question.
I'd put that on a shelf
give
for
you
sure. Yeah, I could take my own. Or do you want me to take yours, or do you want to keep mine?
It's up to you.
I don't care.
Go ahead. Okay, I'll give you yours.
Okay. I like mine, actually. It doesn't... I mean, yours looks... yours looks more like you because it has the salt and pepper beard.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas mine... You know,
your hairline, looks nuts.
Oh, it's like I'm looking like Davis Bertans haircut.
Yeah, shout out to Dan Levy who made these hashtag US maps. What was it called? US.
Untitled sports media something.
Awards.
It was US Map is right.
Yeah,
US Map is definitely the acronym. I don't know exactly what. It's
Did everybody that won get a puppet?
Nah.
Like, why did we get those?
No.
I don't know, because you look like Bert and I was the Ernie, I guess.
No, you look like
Bert. Oh, no,
yeah,
right.
I'm Ernie.
I see, I'm looking at them on screen as I'm using them, and I don't know which one I'm talking with. I'm Bert, I'm Ernie. There we go.
There you go.
Yeah.
You mastered it. Now you're a ventriloquist.
Take me down to Sesame Street. Anyway.
Awesome.
Gloves.
Cool items, guys. I wish I had something. I honestly had nothing for this. I've talked about this before. I just don't keep a lot of things. I don't think I have anything. I'm like really thinking. I guess I did have the odd jersey, but that's... I don't even have a lot of those. Like I've talked about before. My first Nick Van Exel, that disappeared. The Deion Sanders, Damon Stoudemire, had a Reggie. They're all gone. I don't know, man.
You're a man who likes to keep a clean house.
I guess.
Get it out of here.
Yeah. I respect Dickie. I don't like the idea of keeping all that stuff, but I respect a man or woman that He's keeping it in order for sure, and he's got these in like Tupperwares, probably up in the attic or something. Hey, Lee, in the basement, what do you got there?
We've got the attic here. Yeah, I keep stuff down in the lower level bedroom as well, which is piling up on my stuff. I'm like, oh, I hope no one who stays here looks in there, because there's all sorts of basketball shoes. There's way too many basketball shoes, and then there's posters from the 1980s of the NBA, and it's like, that could be a little bit weird for someone just to open that and go, what the hell is there a Michael Cooper poster in here for?
ask Deshaun and what was the other guy's name if they want some sneakers.
Jamal.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. What size were they? They looked like maybe. Well, you wear a big sneaker. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm about 12. That tall. Yeah.
And maybe he wants one of your old do-rags. It looked like he was wearing a do-rag.
You still have those, Lee?
No, don't have the do-rag. Gone. No.
Left him in where were you again?
Barbados. Yeah. Is someone saying it's a skull cap that what that guy was wearing? Is that? I don't know. Maybe I'll get one of those.
I'm gonna suggest you don't, but you're gonna do whatever you're gonna do. So.
You said you didn't have a lot in common. You get a skull cap and you have a lot in common.
Yeah. It's practical though, right now with the hair. So
you need something to tame those locks.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they're gonna start. It's gonna start affecting your shot. Let's be honest here. It's gonna be a real Alfred Payton situation.
Nah, you're fine, mate. Steve Nash won two MVPs with hair exactly like that. It's just literally every time there's a break in play, you have to be putting your hair behind your ears nonstop, he was.
Was it Sasha Vujicic? He had the real thin one, didn't he?
Yeah,
he
had a sucker style. Yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. That, maybe I need to get one of those.
I could see you rocking that. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, let's call it there. Fun beach stepping podcast. Saw some puppets. Saw some pogs. Saw some old cards. And saw a copy of USA Today from 1990.
Seriously, I'm going to look up what happened with Bologna in the Italian playoffs. As soon as this is done, I was like, how did this make the news in USA Today? Bologna advances to Italian playoffs.
Oh, yeah, boy. Maybe, oh, boy. Here we go.
Maradona was at Napoli then, and that's when they were on top of the game. So maybe there was because I think Bologna's down that way where Napoli's from. So maybe there was a big rivalry. Maybe they upset Maradona's team.
All right, we'll have to check it out. Check the copy. Yes, we'll have an answer for you on tomorrow's podcast, guys. Join us tomorrow, 10 a.m. Eastern, live on YouTube. Keep your questions coming for the Beach Steppin' Podcast. Email them in nodunks@theathletic.com. Tweet them in @nodunksinc. Thank you so much to the stream team, especially all of you that joined us for the second time today. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Make sure you like the video, comment under the video to defeat the algorithm, and subscribe to No Dunks on YouTube if you haven't already. And I should say, this Friday's podcast, the Drop Podcast, it is a 5-star Friday already, TK. It's already the first of the month, the first Friday of the month with June. Feels like we just did it for May, but we'll have another 5-star Friday on the Drop. Is that correct?
That's exactly right. Still enough time to get your reviews in now on Apple Podcasts. On Friday, we'll read the 5 best. Doing a little scouting skeets. Some tough competition out there. Some great reviews from people already. So step your games up, peeps.
Can't wait. All right, guys. Enjoy the 4 games on tonight. Yes, action-packed schedule in the NBA. We're back tomorrow at 10 a.m. Eastern, live on YouTube to break it all down. And obviously, it goes up in your podcast feed soon after that. Fun show, Clipper Bros.
You heard it here first. Have a great time. Turn up. Love you guys. Awesome.
Thanks for joining us, folks. Have a great day.
Praise the day, people.
You could stay, every day. And I'd be happy every minute. It's been so long, but you're the one I've waited for. It's happened already. It's gonna be groovy.
Looking for the best place to buy tickets for any of your favorite teams or sporting events? We've got the spot. Our partner, StubHub, has been the leading ticket marketplace in the world for over 20 years, providing a 100% guarantee with every order. From a worldwide selection of live events, the widest choice of tickets, and industry-leading partnerships, StubHub has what you need to purchase with confidence. StubHub, an official partner of The Athletic.